Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. 844-843-6879 is the number. Got a lot of football for Joe this hour. Got some college basketball for Thursday night, NBA for Thursday night. Plenty to do, that's for sure. I mean, this Maryland team, Joe, like they miss 1,000 free throws also.
Gutless.
They're very gutless. Very, gutless. Very gutless. Tennessee up 4, 79-75.
Yeah.
They just, that scoring ain't stopping in that game either. That's up to 180.
I'm catching 6.5, too. Can they hang in there?
Ooh.
That'll be a
down to the wire for you.
Nothing is easy with these teams. It's just amazing to me. Why is that? Huh?
That's the nothing's eaten. It's you said it. I mean, nothing's ever easy. All right, so last shot. I'm under 166.5 in the Alabama Ole Miss. We'll go there.
Yeah.
All right. We're in. And Virginia. We'll get involved with them as well.
Yes.
Okay. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard here. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot of football. We've got a lot of college basketball and NBA and hockey to look at for Thursday. Several other things along the way. Mike Carver in the Encyclopedia of College Football. The one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? This is it, baby. Big weekend on tap. Big weekend. Golf, hockey.
Big weekend for the golf, man. Big weekend.
Big.
You're not lying about that. I love. And we got actually not just the PGA. We got the LIV this weekend in Saudi Arabia. So.
All right.
Brooks going for the hat trick. He's 11-1. If you want to get involved, Joe.
Brooks Koepka.
Get Brooks in there for the hat trick out in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, the Cognizant going on in Honda at the, excuse me, used to be the Honda, at PGA National in Haro's backyard. I've got a lot of football news and notes for you as the players start to run around at the combine, finally start to do something, and it's not just talking. Although the talking's better than them actually running around.
Some of the talking.
Some of the talking. So there's some talking you don't like.
Exactly. Yes.
Like you don't like the guy. Like I saw Caleb Williams talked.
Yeah, he wants to be a legend. I love that. I want to be a legend. I just want the moon, the stars, and $1 billion, and I want to be the legend.
He also said, I thought it was funny. He's like, well, yeah, I'm going to be happy if the Bears take me one or any team that takes me one. Well, God, I hope so. You're going to be the first overall pick in the NFL draft. Should be happy no matter who it is, right, Joe?
Carver, these guys.
No matter who it is.
It's amazing. It's amazing. This is what starts to bother me about everything. It does. Bothers me. Bothers me. I have a big problem with it.
With what?
With just, you know, these guys thinking they want to be legends. How about you just get on a team and just concentrate? The legend stuff, and we're already starting about the brand. You know, it's the brand.
Well, brands,
how about you
want to
win a Super Bowl?
It's all about the
How
brand,
about the
man.
Legend? How about I want to win multiple championships?
You just want guys to put the head down and go to work. That's all that
yeah,
you want.
That's it. No, I don't
put
mind
the head down and go to work.
I don't mind the showboating, Carver. I don't mind the showboating, but it's after you're a champion. Not when you're catching 14 and your team's down by 35.
You don't like showboating in those spots?
Well, when you're down and you're getting smashed, where, like, you know, when he's smashed.
Look at me.
Smashed by. Yeah, look at me.
Little look at me.
You know this upsets me.
I know it does.
So you just continue to do it.
I think that they're taking. I know I've been. We've been back and forth about this, and we've discussed it a lot this week because it's what's going on. I think they're taking him in their trading fields. I think as every day has gone by this week and you get even more like small crumbs of information, I think that's what they're doing. Did you see the, I don't know where this video was, so to Instagram, X, I have no idea, with Fields' agent. Did you see that video?
No, I missed that. What happened there?
Fields was, I guess, jumping around excited about something, and there was music playing. And either the agent or somebody in the background was like, you're going home or something like that. And obviously, home would be the Atlanta area. So
he's a Falcon.
That is what everybody believes after seeing that video, yes.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right.
Only but you've said that tell. That would be the best spot for him.
Yeah, it is a great spot for him. It's a perfect spot. Perfect spot.
You take that team, and they were obviously a 500 team this year that should have won more games. We documented that a lot. But you take that team, and you swap out Arthur Smith and Desmond Ridder, and you put in Raheem Morris and Justin Fields. Are they the favorites to win that division?
Yeah, they should be with Tampa. If Evan stays,
we don't know what Tampa's going to look like. We have no idea what Tampa's going to look like. I mean, I think they bring Baker back. I think they bring Mike Evans back, but we don't know that yet. I think even with those guys, I think Atlanta's better.
So what are you thinking that we do?
We gotta find, you know, somebody's got to put up the. They don't have the divisions up yet. Or at least some spots do, but we don't have the divisions up there yet. I think I lost a ticket on this last year playing the Falcons for the NFC South, but I'll probably go back in, Joe. If they got Fields.
All right.
I don't know if anybody has that up yet. I'm checking a couple other places now. But I think they probably have it somewhat factored in probably at this point, right?
You would think.
With whatever that number is. I'll try to see if I can find a number for you, Joe, when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. Several things going on indeed. But yeah, Joe, I can't. Most of these places don't have the division odds up yet. But I think that they would be favorite if that deal.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I go out on a limb. You ready for this?
Yeah.
If Fields goes to Atlanta,
yeah,
I will bet him to be NFL MVP.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
That's quite the leap.
That is quite the leap, because I think they're going to chuck it all over the yard, and we'll be.
He's 50-1 right now.
Okay.
And you think that's going to go down if he goes to Atlanta?
Yeah, I think it goes to 30-1.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
You think so, huh? Who's 30-1 right now? Anthony Richardson's 30-1. I guess so.
Okay.
I guess I could see him at the same price as Anthony Richardson. Trevor Lawrence is 25-1.
Yeah, I mean, he had a train wreck this year.
Mm.
The human turnover machine. Him, yeah, Walter back in the day. You know, I mean, unbelievable.
Bijan 200-1 for MVP.
It can't happen. You can never get a running. You can never justify a running back anymore. If you can't justify McCaffrey, how are you going to justify Bijan? I'm just saying.
Disagree.
It's just like
just
it's a dead money bet. That's the problem. It's the same thing with taking a running back for the Heisman. It's like, okay, what do they have to do to warrant that award? Guy's got to rush for what, 2,900 yards in college?
You say all
he's
that,
running
but
against 12-year-olds. He was just.
You still have the Donovan Edwards 100-1 tickets already starting to add up.
Who?
You.
I mean, he did put money in my pocket.
Oh, yeah, he did.
You know,
put
I'm
a lot.
Very loyal. I'm very
when
loyal.
When Sean Judkins' to tickets at 120-1, you're going
to
get those.
I'm very loyal to players that put money in Lisi's pocket. Those guys are always like, they'll always be back, invited back. You know what I mean? My door is always open.
Only because I opened this up and I didn't, just to see what the number was there on Donovan Edwards. I see what Grayson McCall on the board. Where is he? Where did he filter off to now?
He went to
NC State.
Yeah, but that's a bad fit for him. It's a bad fit for Grayson.
I mean, it's Joe, good in this. Joe spits it. That's a bad fit for him.
No, it is. It's a bad fit for it because they're not going to throw it. Like, if they didn't throw it when Devin Leary was there, Devin Leary did throw it, like, during his tenure. But what I'm saying is you had Brennan Armstrong. You couldn't even keep MJ Morris at quarterback, right? And now right. You're going to bring in Grayson McCall. That's a very good drop-back passer. And what are you going to put? You're going to run it? You're going to get into these ugly games. You're going to rely on defense. And what's he going to do? His numbers are probably going to be he'll throw 24 touchdowns, maybe 8 picks, and that's it. And how is that wowing anybody? He ain't going to win the Heisman at NC State. Talking about a kid that what did he put up his freshman year when they beat BYU? I got to look at it now. Last year was an off year because of the coaching change. But his freshman year, he threw 26-3, 27-3, 24-2, and then he tailed to 10-6. So you go to a Power 5 team, or now Power 4, you're open to get it in the end ball, throw 35, 38 touchdowns. You think you're going to do that at NC State?
Shador Sanders, 40-1.
What's their
gonna
schedule?
Going to get a lot of juice.
Yeah, I know, but what's their schedule? Let me see this.
See, that's the thing.
Hang on, let me. If they can win the Big 12,
I have it here. They can't win.
I'm looking at it now. What do you mean they can't win the Big 12?
They can't win the Big 12.
They can't. North Dakota State, they could lose that game. I'll tell you that right
now.
Eight and a half point favorites. They could lose that game. Nebraska in Lincoln, great game. Going to look fantastic on the screen. Does Colorado wear the black pant with the white jersey? Old school. Do they go back to the days of Eric Bieniemy, Mike Pritchard, J.J. Flanagan, a little Darian Hagan? Maybe they go back to the wishbone with Shador. Think they're going to run it like the wishbone?
They're at Colorado State, and that was a crazy game last year.
Yeah, but that game's going to be in, well, it says Fort Collins. They played in Boulder last year.
Yeah, they played in Boulder last year.
Baylor. They got Aranda coming back there?
Yeah.
UCF, the bounce house against KJ Jefferson. That total, that is my game of the year total. What do you think that total is going to be, 86?
That's in the 70s probably. They can't make it high enough.
How about the Buffaloes in Lubbock, November 9th?
This is a tough schedule. This is so weird seeing all these teams mishmash together in the Big 12. It's such a weird league.
They just added those
four kind of oddballish teams with UCF and Cincy and Houston and BYU. And then they immediately go and then they steal half the Pac-12.
The Pac-12 is dead. What do you mean they stole them? It's not. I mean, Cleveland Clark is curled up in an alley somewhere.
It's such a weird league. What do they have? 16, 18 teams in that league now?
They had 14 last year. And now they added four more. They got 18. Man, that's wide open. You want to talk about jockeying for position.
I mean,
that is wide open.
They got numbers for this too. Actually, I should have just looked at this.
I love UCF to win it all. 10 to 1.
It's 16 teams, Joe. Remember, they had 14, but they lost two. They lost Texas and Oklahoma.
Right, that's why.
So that's why it went from 14 to 12 and then back up to 16.
The human algo wasn't concentrating on that.
Maybe Utah's the favorite.
Yeah, it's sold. They got no shot.
Kansas State, second field.
You know why? I'll tell you why. Because teams in that conference play fast and loose. And that's one thing that Utah can't do. They struggle with teams like that.
This conference, with these teams, you're going to get someone in this, 11-1 to 40-1 range is probably going to win this conference. I mean, this is, because I'm with you. I don't buy Utah.
I like UCF with KJ Jefferson. I'm all in on him. I really am. I'm actually on him for Heisman too. I'll take a shot.
It doesn't even matter who's on Oklahoma State. You play him to win the conference every
year. What are they?
16.
They got Ollie. What's Ollie Gordon
for the Heisman?
Mm-hmm.
They have Ollie at. Wow. We're still scrolling. 150-1.
Wow. Oh, Carver, why you get me in on this now? I got a story.
I did a whole segment on college football for you here. You can't complain
You're
after
gassing
this.
Me
you
up.
A whole
I wanna,
segment on college
I
football.
I want to bet all these guys. Donovan Edwards. Who was the other guy? Quinshon Judkins and Ollie Gordon for Heisman.
And this is after you said running backs can't win anymore, you just told
me.
But you're going to go bet all these running backs.
The value.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Here with you, Mike Carver, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe, I know I got you all gassed up there with some college stuff. For you, but there actually was a newsy item in college football yesterday. that I wanted to bring to you, and then I'll get into all the college basketball for Thursday night and the NBA and all that stuff. Did you see this report from Ross Dellinger that I guess all the suits and the crack crab and lobster committee with the college football playoff, they have started to get together to talk about, you know, what it's going to look like from 2026 on, because obviously the next 2 years are set. The next 2 years are set with 12 teams and the format that it's going to be, etc. But when the new TV deal kicks in 26, they're talking about already 14 teams. So already going from 12 to 14. But how about this caveat that I know I don't like, and I'm sure you're going to despise it as well. The format that's being talked about, the Big Ten and the SEC would each receive 3 automatic qualifiers. The ACC and the Big 12 would get 2 automatic qualifiers each.
Jeez.
The Group of Five's best team would qualify, and then that model would leave 3 at-large spots to the highest-ranked teams outside of all of those automatic qualifiers I just gave you. So 14 teams, Joe, the 3 best in the Big Ten, the 3 best in the SEC, 2 best ACC, 2 best Big 12, all guaranteed spots in a 14-team playoff. Your thoughts?
Yeah, so then now all of a sudden the regular season is becoming less and less important. That's it.
Well, it really makes, I guess, the conference championship games important, because it sounds like in this kind of scenario that even the team that would lose potentially a conference championship game was still going to make the playoff.
Yeah, I mean,
whereas in the format that's this year and next year, that's not the case at all.
This is becoming a mess.
Greed, Joe.
Unbelievable.
Greed. So I guess you don't like this format. You don't like that. Now, this is obviously, this is something that's in the, as the article says here, very early stages. But you know what this all stems from, Joe. And what was it, about a month ago when that story came out about how the SEC and the Big Ten leadership was going to get together? About reshaping college athletics and all this stuff? That's what this is part of.
This is terrible, Corbin. I'm telling you, I don't like it. You know I don't like it. So now what? So now we got a major problem here. Major. This is it. This is where we're at now. Regular season, now it's going to look like college basketball. Kentucky and LSU, and it doesn't matter if we win or lose, we're guaranteed a spot. It's all right. It's a football game, man. Yeah, we're playing a little ball today. No problem. We're just chilling. Yeah, we'll play ball. We win, we lose, it don't matter. You know? Nobody tackles. No, and now nobody's going to care. Because I'm telling you, nobody wants to win championships anymore. That's not the most important thing. It's certainly not the most important thing for these kids coming into the NFL. It's all about the brand and the money, and that's where we're at in college. Mm. Dying breed.
It is,
this
Joe.
This is it. We got gutless teams, gutless players, gutless coaches. Yeah, we're playing a game, man. It's all that matters. Gotta make some TikTok videos, dude.
All right.
How many hits can I get? How many? Look at how many views. Can't catch a ball when the game starts, but look at how many views I got. That's where we're at. Playoff committee. Playoff committee. We haven't even had a 12-team season yet, and these humps are already talking about 16 or 14.
They're already bumping it up. Haven't even had it yet. Haven't even had the expanded playoff yet. We're bumping it up to 14.
I haven't even looked. Is the committee now, you know how they roll out the new face of the committee? Do we have that this year? Or is the committee the same as last year? Because that is the most meaningless thing to me. What humps are actually debating over this? It doesn't matter. You could put five chimpanzees in a room. It's the same thing.
Let me see here. Who's in charge of this crab and lobster committee?
Tell me who the moderators are in this playoff committee. They probably have a Manning. Well, golly, Eli, I don't know.
I don't have that here, Joe.
Who do you
think it should be?
Think it should be Wisconsin? Or you think it should be Coastal Carolina?
Joe's hot now about this.
Well, I don't know, Pate. At our camp, we had Joe Milton throw it 80 yards, so I guess we'll vote for him.
Jersey Joe Milton?
Yeah, that's going to be the guy. And you know, he's blue collar, but this is going to be the guy come the pro day in the comment. Well, golly, Pate, I don't know. Who do you think? What about Joe Milton? Chicken parm tastes so good. Well, last time when he reads coverage, Omar, Blue Rhino. When he reads coverage and he sees, you know, a man over, he really can process. Please, give me a break. Give me a break.
And all right, let me give you Thursday night here.
Give me something to bet on. What do we have?
Yeah, let me get you off this. Let's get to Thursday night's college
basketball. Oh, because I bashed the man. Oh, I don't think the Mannings are funny. I said it. You don't have to say it. I'll stand in front of it. I don't think they're funny.
I don't think they're funny either. I don't think that's a groundbreaking assessment.
I'd rather watch paint dry than to listen. Hey, Paint! Hey, Eli!
Joe's upset.
Did you put some caramel on the sundae?
I don't think the Mannings have anything to do with the college football playoff 14 team.
Because they always have somebody, you know, Arch and Pate and Eli. You know, who else are we going to scrape up?
Nebraska's at Ohio State.
That's it. I'm taking Ohio State. I'm not on
Ohio
Hoover.
State minus two and a half.
I can't stand him, too. That's it. Enough of this Nebraska team.
Man,
I love Nebraska in football. I don't like them in hoops. They cost me money. I'm going with Ohio State. Sold.
Memphis is 3.5-point favorite at East Carolina.
Memphis is 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
Didn't they got into a game. Who did they almost lose? Did they lose over the weekend, that game on Sunday?
Hold on a second. They beat FAU on Sunday.
Okay, there were dogs in that game, weren't they?
They were, I believe.
They're playing very well because they got the cover when I bet them against
Well, they weren't
Charlotte.
Playing well, but now they've beaten Charlotte and FAU the last two times out. So what do you want to do? You want to back them?
Yeah, you're telling me they're going to lose on the road to East Carolina? I mean, he's got to have them, starting a peak now, no?
You'd like to think.
Yeah, let's take them. 2.5 on the road. Let that could be a system play.
System play.
System bet.
System play.
It's a system bet.
There's a ton of mid-major games, Joe. Like, and I love these. There's NEC games. There's CAA games. There's Northeast games.
I got a system play. I got an under Maine and Binghamton.
Binghamton, yeah. What's your system play there?
Under both blue-collar teams.
Our team Stonehill's in action on Thursday night, too. Stonehill catching 4.5 at home against Sacred Heart.
Mm.
The pride of Fairfield, Connecticut.
You want to go after this total with Charleston and Campbell again?
No. I'm done with the Fighting Camels over there at Campbell.
I got a total for us. Let's go over Longwood and Gardner-Webb.
No.
You're always shutting me down now.
I'll take the under in Stony Brook and Drexel, though.
Why is that like a wheel play?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. Whoa, you got inside info.
Under, Stony Brook game. All right, I got a few more. We'll come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879, and right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you here. Before I continue with these games, Joe, your boy Bruce Pearl just couldn't get it done down the stretch in that Tennessee Auburn game. You know, they had a lead there in that second half.
5 points.
And they just completely melted after that. Melted.
Gutless. This is what he does. And not only that, he's another one in terms of tournament time. Guy can't win on the road. You win on the plains. Big deal. How about you win a tough road game? You can never beat Tennessee. Since he's left that place, he has problems in that building.
I don't disagree. He's had problems in that building.
Unbelievable. Just, like Barnes walking around like he won the national championship. Pump the brakes a little bit.
I'll tell you, the one kid, though, he's real good on Tennessee. He's the kid I was giving the business to for missing the free throws
Becht,
a few weeks ago.
What's his name? Beck?
Yeah, he's
number
really
three.
Good.
All of a sudden, he played like Larry Bird tonight. He was banging threes all over the place.
Dalton Necht. He had 39 points.
What's his name? Necht?
Yeah.
Becht. Necht.
92-84 was the final.
Kids banging threes from the rafters.
Couldn't even get you to cover.
You know, teams that can't even get you the in-game cover, they're gutless. They're dead to me. Who does Auburn play over the weekend? It's going to be a hammer play.
Auburn has.
They're probably home.
Home for Mississippi State.
You want to know something? Miss State is a gutty team. They'll play well against them. Miss State got smashed by Kentucky. They'll cover against Auburn. What do you think the line is? Eight? Eight, I'd say.
Probably in the 6 to 8 range, right in there.
You might even probably get 9.5. Range. You might even get 9.5.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
They got smashed by Kentucky. They were up by 13 and lost by what? 2? But they had an 8-point lead in the final minute?
All right, let me finish up here for Thursday, Joe.
Not yet.
Let's see. What else do we got? Stanford, Utah. Yawn. Hawaii, UC Davis. That's a good game. UC Davis -1.5. Grand Canyon laying 22.5 against Texas Rio Grande Valley. It's a tough slate on Thursday night. A lot of Big West games. USC catching 7.5 at Washington State. They're in Pullman. Late night game. UCLA getting 4.5 at Washington. That Washington team, they ain't that good either, Joe.
You want to take the under there, or you want to take the
I want to take UCLA. UCLA +4.5. Gonzaga's laying 4.5 in San Francisco against the Dons.
I like the Dons.
154.5 total.
I like the Dons. I like the Dons. Don's
St. Mary's is laying 15.5 on the road at Pepperdine. You love those late night big WCC and Big West games.
I do.
Who are the Anteaters got on a Thursday night? Ooh, they're at Northridge.
I don't know, Hero. Why don't you tell
me? They're laying 7.5 on the road. Anteaters.
You want to take the Anteaters? I'll take the Anteaters.
Yeah, I think they'll smash them.
Smash special.
It's a smash special with the Anteaters. Let's do it, Joe.
All right, let's do it.
So there you go. There's your college for Thursday night. There's actually a decent amount of NBA on Thursday night as well. The Jazz are in Orlando against the Magic. Magic minus 5. 221's the total. The Jazz have come back to not playing well. Jazz had that little stretch where they were playing okay.
Yeah.
And now they've just kind of given it all back, Joe.
Yeah. That stinks, Corver. That's terrible. All right. So I'm doing whatever you're going to do in the NBA. I have a team that I'm going to back on Thursday and a total because they owe me.
They owe you? Just tell me who it is. Who owes you on the total?
On the total? OKC owes me on the total. Okay. But
well, that's a 237.5 in San Antonio for them.
I might go under. I might shock everybody. I don't know yet.
Unders have been hot. Unders have been hot. Can't blame you. Steph at the Garden on Thursday night. Warriors-Knicks. Warriors minus 3.5.
Knicks got to step up and cover that line, no?
They got nobody, Joe.
Yeah, but
what? It's caught up with them, dude. All these guys all being out for so long. Randall, Anobi. I mean, Brunson didn't play the other night.
Remember when we were on Coast to Coast about 3 weeks ago and you popped there? You want to take the Knicks for the East?
I never said that.
That was the question that was posed.
I might have gave you the question. I wouldn't be taking the Knicks for the East.
Well, everybody was chirping.
Yeah, they've been sputtering since all those guys got hurt. Man, what did the Bucks beat Charlotte by the other night? By about 50?
Yeah.
And now they're playing them again, this time in Charlotte, and they're laying 12 on the road. Man, they should squash them again.
Doc's got that ship running now. Doc's got that ship running now.
Man, how bad is Atlanta that they're... I mean, the Nets are so bad. If you're getting points against the Nets, you got problems.
All right, here's what I want to do. I want to take the Rockets against the Suns.
And really? I want to take,
yeah. And I want to take the over Golden State in the Knicks.
You like the over in Golden State in the Knicks, huh? 223 yeah. Flat right now. I could see the over in the Knicks game. Absolutely. How about the Heat, who have been playing well on this road trip, obviously? They're going to get Denver in Denver, but a back-to-back for the Nuggets. And you got the Heat catching 5.5. You know, the Heat have, you know, this is their time of the year, Joe.
So
they're starting to turn it on.
I know, but I don't like the number. The number scares me. They do not match up well against Denver. I sort of like Denver at home. I don't think they could beat Denver. They could beat any other team in the conferences, the West, and even in the Eastern Conference. They can't beat Denver for some reason. even with Rozier and what they have, they just don't match up well with the big guy.
The big guy. I like that, Joe. They don't match up well with the big guy.
They don't. They don't know how to cover him. For some reason, he causes them major headaches.
All right. So not a bad slate. It's an okay slate.
I mean, it's good enough. I like the Rockets as a power play. This could be a smash special.
Why do you like the Rockets so much?
I like the number. The number talks to me. I like the 8.5.
Plus that you also have late night. We don't have a number for you. Late night. The Wizards and the Lakers are late night. 10:30 East on Thursday. Sizzle play.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out why you like the Rockets so much. That's all.
I think the Rockets are live. I just do.
You think they're live?
Yeah.
They just got whacked twice by the Thunder. You know, they beat the Suns last week at home.
Okay. So why is that a problem?
That'll wake the Suns up.
This Suns team is all finesse. They're all fluff.
They're all finesse, Joe says.
They are. They can't.
They're a finesse team.
They are. Booker.
And that's what the Rockets do. Rockets are going to bang?
Well, I think the Rockets can muscle them a little bit. I do. They're young. They're gutty.
They're a finesse team.
I don't like the Suns. That's what it comes down to. I'm not sold on the Suns.
All right. That's not a problem.
Think they're going to fold. You punch them in the mouth, they fold. You punch them in their belly and you give them a slap.
They're just going to completely shut it down.
Yep. They're going to be like Slick Rick. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people live life slow. Yeah.
Joe laying out the Slick Rick now for us here. Look out.
Punched him in their belly and they gave him a slap. Let me ask you this. You watched that series with me when we were on the Suns in that game 6. Did they step up? No. They got absolutely smashed in that final game. Smashed. No heart, no guts, nothing. I have no confidence in them.
There's a lot of hockey on Thursday night as well.
I need to take the over in Winnipeg. They owe me, too. They screwed me out of a parlay the other night.
They screwed you out of a parlay.
Yeah,
well, they're in Dallas against the Stars.
Yeah, I gotta alt this total with them because I took the over 5.5 in their last game, and sure enough, they won 4-2, but I altered it to 7.5, so I lost. So they owe me. Because 6 goals wasn't good for me and minus money. I needed 7.5 at plus 280. Why buy 5.5 when you can pay up and pay 7.5?
It's true.
And it was 3-2 in the second. And I couldn't get, you know.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Quickly, Joe. Buffalo's in Tampa on Thursday night. Tampa comes home after a trip up in the Northeast. And Tampa's laying minus 162. Florida's laying heavy lumber against Montreal. The Islanders are in Detroit against the Red Wings. That's probably an over, Joe.
Yeah, everything's an over.
Vegas is in Boston. Arizona's in Toronto. I think that Arizona's won They have, there's this weird thing. They always beat the Leafs in Toronto, Joe. I don't know if it's five in a row or six out of seven, something like that, but, and Arizona's been dreadful lately. But for some reason, they always show up there. For whatever it is. Winnipeg and Dallas, as you mentioned, that's a 5.5 between those two. Colorado is in Chicago. -295. Late night games. The Kings are in Vancouver. The Penguins are in Seattle. The Ducks are in San Jose at the Tank. So lots of hockey on Thursday, Joe. Ton of hockey.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm on that Winnipeg over again. They owe me big time. They owe me.
They owe you.
They do.
They owe you. And I guess no Joe the next couple of days, right, Joe? You're out.
Yeah, I'm out on assignment.
Out on assignment. Say hi to Horro. Make sure he buys you a steak.
That, you see, now if I somehow connect with Horro, deep down you're going to be a little, that's going to irk you a little bit because it's a big golf event and I'm going to.
Hey, actually, if you do, get my Masters hat from him if you see him.
You don't have that. What do you think, he's got it in like a trunk or something?
It's got it in the trunk of his car. He'll give it to you. Joe, great job, as always. Great job by J.P. Fleming. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.